We're going to move on to a report on water in the Central Valley. Heavy snowpack in the Sierra Nevada has been combining with rising temperatures to raise big concerns about massive floods coming out of the mountains. This is the top cause of fatalities in the national parks in the Sierra. And now park rangers are stepping up swift water rescue skills to save as many people as possible if and when it happens. Vic Bedoyan went to cover one of those training sessions. Here's his report from Cedar Grove.
At Cedar Grove in Kings Canyon National Park, the South Fork of the Kings River flows down from the high country, swift and cold. Right now, it's a raging torrent of white water for miles. Every year, people fall in. 16 park rangers are training here to save as many lives as possible. Cynthia Kawasaki Yee is the park's public affairs officer.
We have a lot of rocks along the river, and those rocks can be very slippery. A lot of our incidents are not people just jumping into the river or being reckless. It's people accidentally slipping into the river because they're just trying to look at the views or get a good picture.
Right now, the river's flow is 1,100 cubic feet per second, and at 45 degrees Fahrenheit, it's cold. Rescue trainer Don Lester says it's beautifully deceptive.
Yeah, I think one of the big issues that rivers create is that the perception of risk on that river might be really low, like here. But because the river's moving so fast, because the river's so cold, because downstream there's things like logs and rocks and boulders across the channel, the perception risk might be low, but the actual risk is terrifying.
Lester heads Sierra Rescue International. He's been conducting wilderness rescue trainings for 15 years and says the extreme river flow right now is perfect for park rangers to hone their swift water rescue skills.
It's peak flows out here on the river. So I think what's great for the team here is by giving them the scariest, hardest environment that we can at the hardest time of year, it allows them to understand their ability level and their capabilities fully. So they know when it's okay for them to risk a little bit to save a lot and when it's not okay.
Increasing numbers of visitors to national parks results in rising water-related incidents. Sequoia National Park Ranger David Fox is one of the trainees.
Last year, we had about 160 search and rescue incidents, which is the highest we've ever had. It has been steadily growing over the last several years. We do have a significant number of water rescues, and this has led to a significant number of drownings. Of the accidental deaths that occur in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park, about one-third of them occur as a result of drowning.
Rangers are fitted out with wetsuits, helmets, flotation vests, and packs, along with ropes and a variety of tools. They gather on shore around a banana-shaped raft while Lester explains what needs to be done. Soon, they'll move into a fast-running river channel to practice what they've been learning.
We need to get this boat, all these river boards, the fins, and all of us, with our throwbacks and other stuff, across the channel and up to the island. Okay? Now, I don't care if you guys want to deploy the boat higher so you don't have to go as high on the other side, or if you think it's easier to put it in here and carry it up that side. It's a pretty light boat. It's not that heavy, right? But that's the goal, is to get all of us, all of our equipment, the boards and the boat, up to the side channel over there.
The skills these rangers are learning are intensive and take a lot of practice. For David Fox, getting it right will save lives and keep rescuers safe.
We just went through some rope training this morning where they were teaching us to do a particular hauling system, and then they'd say, okay, your system failed here. Now you got to figure out how are you going to get out of this without losing your patient at the end and continue to pull somebody through. So think about it. You've only got the gear that you've got on you. What are you going to do? And you just have to kind of figure that out and kind of run through the steps until you can get to a point and say, okay, this is my failure. I'm going to bypass that and bring that person still in without ever putting them in danger.
Now in the river, Lester calls out instructions while the ranger crew practices extracting a patient, played by Lester, out from a clump of fallen trees in the river. Using ropes, two rangers guide the raft downstream while another ranger on the raft pulls his body onto it and to safety.
Ideally, if I'm stuck in something, do you really want to be upstream of what I'm stuck in? No, because if you fall out, where do you go? Right into what I'm stuck in. So it doesn't necessarily matter if the boat approaches from above or below. Obviously, with the strainer across, you shouldn't go above that strainer, right? doesn't really matter that, but I would say if you approach from above, you kind of approach to the side of the patient. So if you fall out, you always have good egress below you to get to shore. You don't go into the same situation I'm stuck in. Y'all good?
I asked Don Lester to relate an especially scary rescue incident. His response strikes at the core of what this training is all about.
I think being able to really, truly read the water, understand the water, react to what the water's doing, train yourself effectively, have a good safety plan, have a good backup team, means that you shouldn't have a lot of harrowing stories for you and your team.
While rangers urge park visitors to make safety a priority, they're realists. With snowmelt and river flows peaking over the next few weeks, officials at both Sequoia Kings Canyon and Yosemite Parks anticipate that the training rangers are getting will increasingly be put to use. Vic Bedoyan, Pacifica Radio, KFCF, Cedar Grove.